Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking at 8 o'clock, live pictures from the southeast side of Raleigh, where we have that crash on 40 westbound right around the 440 split. We'll get a live update from Michael Grace and look at alternate routes.
And an early morning crash tears a car apart. What the WRAL Breaking News Tracker is learning about what went wrong.
Wake County Public Schools needs to get more drivers behind the wheel and more routes covered. Just ahead, I'll explain how a vote today could help drivers receive a new bonus.
You are in the right place to get your morning started, your Tuesday morning started. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. We have such a pretty blue sky out there, lots of sunshine, still very cold puffy coat weather, but we're going to warm up nicely today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is tracking our forecast for us.
That freeze warning in effect. This is, the second one in a row this week. We had several last week, but this should be the last one that we see this week. Hopefully farmers will get a break from trying to protect all those tender fruit crops that have been trying to bud and bloom out there. 30 degrees right now. We're looking at sunshine at Rocky Mount Mills and all across the viewing area. We're looking at 28 in Southern Pines, 27 Clinton, 28 Rocky Mount, 23 in Roxborough. So it's still a very cold step out the door this morning. Our temperatures are mostly around a couple degrees to 5 or 6 degrees colder than yesterday. We'll be in the mid-50s at lunchtime and then mid-60s for highs this afternoon. That'll be 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. Lots and lots of sunshine. We'll take a little small step back tomorrow. Temperatures will be slightly cooler. It'll be cloudy with a few isolated showers. But after that, we're going to take a big leap into the 80s, and I'll show you how close we'll be to record highs. Coming up, Brian.
Here at 8:02, following this breaking news, those big delays on 40 westbound heading through Garner, all because of a crash right around the 440 split. We're still looking at about a half-hour-long traffic jam heading away from 42 all the way up toward 440, but that is gradually improving. Let's head live to the scene and check in with Michael Grace and the WRAL Breaking News Tracker, who's been watching as they've slowly been getting that crash site cleared. Michael.
Yeah, from my vantage point right here on Rock Quarry Road, Brian, I can see traffic moving a lot faster. They've got a lot of these cars almost completely out of the way. All of the EMS trucks are gone. So let's get behind the camera and show you what it looks like now. And if you've been following us throughout the morning, you can see just how much of a drastic improvement this is. The only cars that they really have to get out of here now, they've got that pickup truck as well as that Jeep loaded up on the tow truck right now, and then these two other sedans. Remember, they had those big tractor trailers here before, two different EMS trucks and a slew of workers. So that is slowly starting to clear out. Traffic moving a lot faster now, Brian.
Indeed, as we see that improvement here over the next little while, you're going to see those travel times improving quite a bit coming in from the Cleveland community, but still you need to plan on some big delays there. Using 40 is going to be your best bet this morning. I just checked the drive times on Old Stage, 50, White Oak Road, all of them really congested right now. And if you're using 70 business westbound heading through Garner, we've got some big delays as you head between the New Rand Road area out toward Vandura Springs Road and beyond. Looks like we might have a crash out there at one of those interchanges. Maybe around the Vandura Springs Road area. A couple of crashes on Garner Road as well. One at Creech Road and another up around Meadowbrook Drive, creating some backups as well. So you need to be patient. Breaking news over on the west side of Raleigh right now, where we have a crash on 440 eastbound right around the Western Boulevard interchange. We're getting reports that at least one lane is blocked out there. Heavy delays coming in from Cary this morning, beginning right around the Walnut Street area on US 1 northbound through I-40. If you can pick up 440 eastbound from Western, it looks like you're in good shape heading out toward Hillsborough Street and Wade Avenue.
Brian, thanks. Today, the Wake County School Board will vote on whether to increase pay for hard-to-fill positions, including bus drivers. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live now to explain what's included in that proposal as the driver shortage only gets worse. Laura.
Renee, good morning. Bus drivers tell me if Wake County Public Schools wants to see more drivers behind the wheel here each and every school day, well, they need to pay more. Today, school leaders will decide whether adjusting attendance bonuses will make a difference. School bus drivers and bus team leaders are currently eligible for two 500 attendance bonuses for each semester of the school year. The revised bonus would be 200 for each month an employee had perfect attendance. That will double the potential total up to $2,000 annually. The new bonuses would also also extend to more transportation employees, including safety assistants and mechanics. Some drivers I spoke with tell me they don't believe that this will really move the needle forward. Right now, they're asking and hoping district leaders would rather instead consider increasing their annual pay. That meeting begins at 5:30 this afternoon, and WRAL will have full coverage. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Also today, the Wake County School Board will consider changing when the school year starts. The board is weighing whether to start earlier than North Carolina's calendar allows. One option is having the school year start August 27th and end June 13th. Another would have it start August 7th and end May 23rd. A full vote on this change won't be until next month.
And we're tracking breaking news in Lee County. Avon Ferry Road reopened around 4:30 this morning after a crash that sent a person to the hospital. Video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shows the scene near Sloan Road. You can see the crash was serious enough to knock out the exhaust pipe from under the car. Troopers have not said what caused the crash or how seriously the driver was hurt. They expect to release more information later this morning.
Today, we're expecting to learn more about the Cary home where human remains were found in a fire pit. Cary police plan to release the 911 call that was made from Dorset Drive Sunday morning, as well as previous call history at that property. The discovery happened when Cary firefighters responded to the home about an illegal trash burn, and they found human remains in the fire pit. The body has been sent to the medical examiner to be identified. Another man was found to have shot himself inside an RV in the driveway. Police say he's the homeowner. He remains in critical condition.
And now to a story breaking overnight. Sources now tell NBC News it's not likely former President Donald Trump will be indicted and arrested today in New York. Those sources say a grand jury there is not expected to meet until tomorrow. Jurors are weighing whether to hand up an indictment linked to hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has said he would be arrested today, but the prosecutor has not confirmed that. He would be the first president to face a criminal indictment.
Fencing is now up outside the U.S. Capitol, where you're looking live right now. Authorities are preparing for possible protests over all this. Now, Donald Trump has called for protests, but top Republicans are divided over whether to support him and the protests. Demonstrations are expected nationwide, but law enforcement has not tracked any specific threats against government offices. Trump's attorneys say he intends to cooperate with authorities if he is charged.
And breaking news overseas, the Prime Minister of Japan is making a surprise visit to Kyiv as his Chinese counterpart is meeting with Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Fumio Kishida arrived in Kyiv this morning on a train from Poland. He's meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a show of support for the war-torn country. Kishida had been the only G7 leader who had not visited Ukraine since the war with Russia began.
Today, hundreds of university leaders from across North Carolina are gathering to discuss mental health. The UNC system's behavioral health convening starts in just under an hour at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill. Actually, it starts right now. Nearly 400 campus administrators, mental health providers, faculty, and student leaders will discuss how to support students struggling with their mental health. Last month, the UNC system was awarded $7.7 million from Governor Cooper's office to tackle the issue.
Governor Roy Cooper will be traveling across our state today to highlight his plan to spend your tax dollars. The governor will be at child care centers in Goldsboro and Greenville to talk about his proposed budget. It includes $1 billion for child care in North Carolina as facilities struggle to find and keep staff. Cooper has said the system is strained to its breaking point. Republican lawmakers have called the governor's budget, quote, dead on arrival.
We'll know within the next 48 hours if interest rates are rising again. The Federal Reserve kicks off a two-day meeting today to discuss the next steps in fighting inflation. There has been debate over whether the Fed will raise rates this time or hold off for the first time in a year. The uncertainty comes following the collapse of those two U.S. banks earlier this month. Experts say hiking interest rates could stem rising prices, but they could also push us into a recession.
Coming up, actress Gwyneth Paltrow is headed to trial today. Why a retired optometrist wants hundreds of thousands of dollars from her, all stemming from a ski trip. Plus,
I have seen a water heater catch fire, but definitely not like this.
A water heater explosion destroys a family's home. We ask an expert how you can keep this from happening to you. Elizabeth.
And it's a cold start with temperatures in the 20s in most places. But we do have a nice warm up on the way. Some showers, too, tomorrow and again Saturday. I'll walk you through so you can plan around it coming up.
Good morning. Time now 8:13 on your Tuesday. What a beautiful look at Wrightsville Beach. The waves crashing. Oh, we have this view too. How nice. Gorgeous sunrise this morning. It is chilly out there. Not a lot of people on the beach, rightfully so. We are just under the freezing mark here in Raleigh, but we're going to warm up, Elizabeth.
Today's the day that we're going to see our winds starting to come out of the south, and we're going to see a gradual warm up. By the end of the week, we're looking at almost records for Friday, but turning a little soggy tomorrow. Today's going to be a beautiful sunny day. We'll warm into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler with some light rain. 80s Thursday and Friday, and then our next front comes in on Saturday with some showers and thunderstorms. And over the next couple of minutes, we're going to walk through those potentials for some rain. Goldsboro, Apex, Durham, Chapel Hill, all looking bright and beautiful. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. We do have a freeze warning that's still in effect this morning, but temperatures have begun to creep up just a touch. We're now at 30 in Durham, Raleigh, Fayetteville, Clinton. Still, we're not above freezing on this map anywhere. It's 25 in Goldsboro, 28 Rocky Mount, 25 in Roxboro, 28 in Southern Pines. It's still cold out there this morning. This high pressure system will bring us sunny skies today. And as it slides eastward, it'll start to pull in some warmth from the south. So that's going to bring our temperatures to normal at 65. We also have a weak disturbance. It's crossing the Mississippi. That arrives here tomorrow and will bring us a few isolated showers. It's not going to be much rain for us tomorrow. This is 5 a.m. and you can see cloud cover, a sprinkle or two during the morning commute, but it really looks pretty dry. After that, during the afternoon, there could be an isolated shower. There's lunchtime. Most of the rain looks like it's going to be down to the south, but there could be a quick shower in any part of the viewing area tomorrow. And with the cloud cover, temperatures will be a little bit cooler. We're talking mid-50s to low-60s, depending on where you are, versus mid-60s today. Here comes our next front. That arrives on Saturday. Ahead of this front, we have a strong flow coming out of the south. So we're looking at 80s on Thursday and Friday ahead of this front. The front moves in Saturday at 9 a.m. There could be an isolated shower. There'll be some scattered showers or thunderstorms on and off through the day, and then we should clear out in the evening, and Sunday looks pretty. Tomorrow, 40% chance of rain, 50% on Saturday, but both days altogether will end up less than half an inch. This is the time of year that we'd like to see those showers come through to help to lower our pollen counts. Because we're about to see consistently warmer temperatures, those pollen counts are likely to start to climb. Right now, it's high for mulberry, pine, oak, and maple. That yellow pine pollen had died down a little bit because of the colder temperatures, and now we'll likely see that becoming a bit higher and messier again. Over the weekend, again, we're going to see showers Saturday, but behind Saturday's front, it doesn't cool off too much. We'll see a high of 73 and then 75 on Monday. Brian?
Here at 8:15, we're still watching these live pictures from the WRL breaking news tracker of that crash on 40 westbound right around the 440 interchange. It's largely cleared now, but you still see there's some activity out there at the scene as they work to get this completely cleared out. All the lanes are open on 40 westbound, and we're seeing the drive times improving quite a bit. We'll take you to the map and zoom in there and show you the latest update from our sensors indicating that we're now seeing about a 23-minute delay from 42 all the way up toward 440. Just need to be patient as you head through there. That is the best option, trying to get out of the Cleveland community through Garner up toward South Raleigh. All of the other alternate routes are pretty badly congested right now. Looks like we have a crash on 70 business westbound right around that Vandora Springs Road interchange. You can see those heavy delays there on the westbound side. A few other crashes around Garner creating some delays this morning. Watching a crash in the west part of Raleigh causing some pretty big delays. This is on 440 eastbound right around the Western Boulevard interchange. There's a second crash back around the I-40 interchange coming in from Cary on US 1 northbound heading up toward Jones Franklin Road. And back in Apex, we have a crash on US 1 northbound around 1010 Road. So we'll put it all together and show you the kind of delays you're running into. Right now, only about a 1 minute slowdown down on US 1 northbound coming in from Sanford toward Apex. But once you hit 55, it's about a 12-minute backup heading toward I-40, heading through Cary up toward Raleigh. Looking good right now in Durham with no big delays on our major routes.
And this just into the WREL Live Center, Duke Health updating its mask policy. policy. Take a look at your screen. We've mapped it all out for you. Now, patients and visitors will be able to enter the main hospitals of Duke Hospitals without wearing a mask. Also, masks will be optional for patients and visitors with no inpatient care when that's not happening. But masks will be required for patients and all patients and staff in hospital rooms, inpatient care units, clinic waiting areas, and clinic examining rooms. Masks will also be required for anyone dealing with a respiratory illness, even if they've tested negative for COVID.
A murder suspect from Florida was arrested after a standoff at a home in Pitt County here in North Carolina. Claude Brooks Jr. was arrested on Monday after SWAT team members found him in the attic of a home. Deputies got information in the last few weeks that Brooks was in Pitt County. Brooks was wanted by a sheriff's office in Florida for the 2019 death of a child. He's facing first-degree murder charges in that case and additional charges here in North Carolina.
Here in our area, an Air Force veteran and her family are without a home this morning as investigators work to determine the cause of a fire that destroyed it. We first brought you this as breaking news during our morning newscast on Monday. The family believes a water heater that exploded is to blame for the fire on Cherney Drive in Raleigh. A service professional who installs and repairs water heaters encourages homeowners to take preventative steps to keep water heaters from becoming ticking time bombs.
Have it checked once a year. A really good plumber would be able to look at a water heater and tell if it's going to have any issues anytime soon. And then also having it maintenance once a year.
The family has set up a GoFundMe page. We have a link to it on WREL.com. Or all four people inside the home made it out safely.
Curfew restrictions for spring breakers on Miami Beach are coming to an end. The city's commission voted against a plan to extend a state of emergency last night. That declaration came after two deadly shootings between Friday and Sunday morning. A curfew was in effect for South Beach through yesterday morning. Even though it's now over, the city manager can still enact any emergency curfews if needed.
Actress Gwyneth Paltrow is set to stand trial today in a lawsuit over a crash at a ski resort. A 76-year-old retired optometrist says Paltrow was skiing recklessly and slammed into him on the slopes of Deer Valley Resort in Utah. This was back in 2016. The optometrist says Paltrow didn't stop, leaving him lying there with a brain injury, broken ribs, and other injuries. He's asking for $300,000 in damages. Paltrow has filed a countersuit, saying she was actually the victim.
Happening today, President Biden will establish two new national monuments. Just after 5 o'clock this morning, the president shared his plans to name one in Texas and another in Nevada. The one in Nevada, known as Spirit Mountain, will honor tribal nations and indigenous peoples. The one in Texas will be called Kastner Range, and it honors veterans and service members near El Paso. In all, the monuments will protect 500,000 acres of public lands.
Today, a food drive will be held for soldiers at Fort Bragg. Residents at Carolina Arbors, Fendel Farms, and the Courtyards at Andrews Chapel will host a drive. This is the third year these communities have put on this event.
And two local colleges are teaming up to provide new opportunities for students. St. Augustine's University is announcing a deal with Wake Technical Community College today. The agreement allows all Wake Tech students with course credits in criminal justice and business management to attend the university. The presidents of both colleges will share more at 10 o'clock this morning.
View Waverina could soon be the next local community to create a social district. The town's Board of Commissioners is meeting tonight to consider allowing people to carry alcoholic drinks around downtown from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week. Now, the drinks must be bought within the social district. Board members pushed back this evening's discussion from November. At least 30 other North Carolina communities already have social districts, including Raleigh. North Carolina native Fantasia is set to perform in our area this summer. The American Idol and Grammy Award-winning star will take the stage at the Crown Coliseum in Fayetteville June 23rd. And she won't be alone. R&B singer Joe will join Fantasia, as well as DJ Sean Nice. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday at 10 a.m.
A big shakeup at Marvel this morning, plus a new project from an Oscar-winning filmmaker. David Daniel shows all of it in today's Hollywood Minute.
I would like to have the Black Panther of every single diverse group that watches our films.
Marvel Studios reportedly has lost a veteran executive and a major voice for representation. Victoria Alonso had been with Marvel since the start of the MCU and was an executive producer on every Marvel movie and series since 2012's The Avengers. Most recently, Alonso was Marvel's president for physical and post-production, visual effects, and animation production. No word on the reasons for her departure.
I almost never became a director.
But he did. Oscar winner Jordan Peele has made Get Out, Us, and Nope, and now he's looking ahead. Universal, which released his first three films, has slated untitled fourth film directed by Jordan Peele for December 25th, 2024.
I talked to Kat. She lives there now.
Of course. Kat, actress, your famous college roommate.
A joyride for joy. Here's a look at the raucous comedy Joyride, starring Oscar nominee Stephanie Hsu, who played Joy in Everything Everywhere All at Once. She's part of a quartet of Asian-American friends on an eventful cross-country trip across China. The directorial debut of Crazy Rich Asians co-writer Adele Lim hits theaters July 7th. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
It is 8:23. One plan to make Durham safer is focused on the roads, the proposal from cyclists who say it could save the city money and lives.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Time now is 8:26 on your Tuesday morning. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. A busy start traffic-wise this morning. Brian Schrader is looking at a crash in Garner right now. Brian.
On 40 westbound, they've almost cleared this from the 440 interchange, but we're still seeing some pretty heavy lingering delays this morning. Latest update indicates a 15-minute backup overall through the Clayton bypass up to the 440 interchange, but the good news there, all lanes are open. We're tracking some more significant delays on the west side of Raleigh with a crash reported at 440 eastbound around Western Boulevard. There's a crash also at 440 eastbound and US 1 northbound right around that I-40 interchange. Heavy delays coming out of Cary this morning. They have just cleared a crash from US 1 northbound around 1010 Road, but we're still seeing some pretty heavy backups coming in from 55. Elizabeth?
It's beautiful out there. Lots of sunshine. It's just been a cold start. This is a live look at Chapel Hill right now. Town by town, temperatures are still mainly in the 20s. 28 in Southern Pines and Lewisburg, 27 in Tarboro, 29 in Irwin, and 28 in Goldsboro. But it won't be long until temperatures warm up. We'll have a quick warm up into the mid-50s at lunchtime, and then mid-60s for highs this afternoon, about 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. That sunshine sticks around all day. If you're walking the dog during the evening, expect temperatures close to 60.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Wake County's Board of Education is set to vote tonight on addressing a bus driver and teacher shortage. The board is weighing a plan to make attendance bonuses for drivers more frequent. It would also provide extra pay to teachers with advanced degrees. Coming up next on Fox 50, what we'll learn today after human remains are found at a home in Cary. And then ahead on today, Succession star Sarah Snook is live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A rough morning commute rolling on into the 8 o'clock hour now. I'm tracking some big delays across Wake County. I'll show you the backups and how to get around them.
What we expect to learn this morning about the discovery of human remains in a fire pit at a home in Cary as police investigate a shooting on the same property.
And happening right now, leaders meeting at the Friday Center here at UNC. Coming up, what they're going to be discussing when it comes to addressing the mental health crisis.
A lot of news to tell you about as you stick with us here at 8:30. Thanks for being with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. A chilly start to your Tuesday morning. Another chilly start. It seems to be a trend, but we are going to warm up later this week. Summer-like temperatures. But for now, we do have to deal with 30-degree temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us what it's feeling like in Rocky Mount Mills.
That sun hopefully is making it feel a little bit better because our temperatures are still in the upper 20s to right around 30 degrees. The one thing that sort of saved us this morning is our winds have been calm. calm, so there has been no wind chill. But of course, we had a freeze warning that was in effect this morning. Still seeing some very cold temperatures, 28 in Southern Pines and Goldsboro, 28 Rocky Mount and South Hill, 25 in Roxboro. But this should be the last morning this week that our temperatures are below freezing. It's going to give farmers a break. They worked so hard early this week and, of course, several times last week, tried to protect all the fruit crops from these very cold temperatures. Heading out the door this morning, there's some spots where the temperatures are 4 to 6 degrees colder than they were this time yesterday. But our winds will begin to shift this afternoon, and that's going to help to warm things up. We get a southerly wind to warm us up into the mid-50s at lunchtime and then into the mid-60s this afternoon, so it should feel pretty good. We'll take a pause tomorrow for some clouds and a few light showers, and then temperatures climb into the 80s. I'll show you how close to a record high we'll get coming up, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now, and it has been a very rough morning commute for a lot of people with some crashes creating some big delays. We're going to start off with the backups through Garner. Still looking at about a 15 to 20 minute delay on 40 westbound from 42 all the way up toward the Beltline interchange. There's a crash up at 440 that has led to some huge backups earlier. They have largely cleared that. All lanes are open, but we're still seeing those residual delays this morning. Also watching a couple of crashes in West Raleigh, one at 440 eastbound around Western Boulevard. We're hearing that one lane is blocked there. There's another crash reported around the I-40 interchange coming in through Cary and then back around the 1010 Road interchange on US 1 northbound in Apex. An earlier crash there, still seeing some lingering delays between 55 up toward the 64 and Tryon Road interchange. A couple other incidents that we're following on, we have just noticed in the past minute or so, some big delays on 87 southbound. Looks like we might have a crash right there around the 440 interchange. Those backups begin around 540 on 87 southbound. Disabled vehicle on 40 westbound right around the 540 interchange heading away from RDU back into RTP in South Durham. And a crash on 70 business westbound around Rainer Road with some heavy delays coming in from Clayton back toward Garner. Let's take a look at those backups now. According to sensors on 40 westbound, you're looking at a 10-minute slowdown leaving West Raleigh at Wade Avenue heading out to 540. Those delays begin around the Aviation Parkway interchange and extend all the way out to 540. And then coming in from Clayton toward Garner, about a 9-minute backup on 70 business westbound.
All right, thank you, Brian. Today, the Wake County School Board will vote on whether to increase pay for hard-to-fill positions, including bus drivers. WREL's Laura Levine shows us what's included in the proposal as the driver shortage only gets worse.
The goal is to have each and every route covered during the school week, and drivers here in Wake County Public Schools tell me if they want to see more drivers behind the wheel here. In this economy, dealing with inflation as well, the district will have to pay more. Today, school leaders will decide whether adjusting attendance bonuses will help. School bus drivers and bus team leaders are currently eligible for two $500 attendance bonuses for each semester of the school year. The revised bonus would be $200 for each month an employee had perfect attendance. That will double the potential total up to $2,000 annually. The new bonuses would also extend to more transportation employees, including safety assistants and mechanics. Some drivers I spoke with tell me they don't believe that this will really move the needle forward. Right now, they are asking school leaders instead to increase their annual pay. That school board meeting begins at 5:30. WREL will have full coverage. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Breaking overnight, sources now tell NBC News it's not likely former President Donald Trump will be indicted and arrested today in New York. Those sources say a grand jury there isn't expected to meet again until tomorrow. Jurors are weighing whether to hand down an indictment linked to hush money payments made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign. Trump has said he would be arrested today, but the prosecutor has not confirmed that. He would be the first president to face a criminal indictment. Ahead in 10 minutes, how Trump's main rival, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, is responding to the chance for charges. And we're set to learn more about the home in Cary where human remains were found in a fire pit. Cary police plan to release the 911 calls made from Dorset Drive on Sunday morning and a previous call history there as well. Firefighters found the remains while responding to a call for an illegal trash burn. The body has been sent to the medical examiner to be identified. Police say another man was found to have shot himself inside an RV in the driveway.
We are just as disturbed as everyone else is. This is not a typical event that happens in Cary. You know, Cary typically ranks as one of the safest cities, and we're very proud of that distinction. However, that doesn't mean that we are immune to things happening here. But something of this nature is definitely outside of the norm. So it is raising a lot of questions.
A woman was found unhurt inside another nearby RV. Cary police are not ruling out charges against the man who was shot.
Today, we will learn about the innovative work being done on college campuses across the state to address mental health. WRL's Nye Harden is live in Chapel Hill with the steps the UNC system president and hundreds of campus leaders are taking today. Nye.
At 8 o'clock this morning, nearly 400 leaders started arriving here from across the state, and they're going to be here at the Friday Center to work on ways to address mental health. The theme is connecting and collaborating to create a strong and healthy future. A recent survey at five UNC institutions found the number of students who have had thoughts of suicide range between 10 and 23%. That closely follows the national trend of 14%. Since the start of the school year, at least five students have died by suicide just at NC State. Mental health experts say there are several reasons for the troubling numbers.
The work, parents' expectations, and then all the things that are going on that we all are experiencing. So coming out of a pandemic, the way that the economy is, you know, looking for a job when you graduate. So putting all that together is just an enormous pressure.
The UNC system received new funding last month from Governor Cooper's office, $7.7 million. That money is being used to support prevention, including resilience training for incoming students and grants for campus programs that develop life skills and healthy mindsets. The UNC system president is going to be speaking this afternoon. WRAL will have updates for you in our later newscast. Nye Harden, WRAL News in Chapel Hill.
And we're following some breaking news here in the WRAL Live Center. The Virginia prosecutor is set to release video of when 28-year-old Ivor Otieno was brought into a hospital. We've been reporting that he died in custody. Now, the Washington Post obtained this video ahead of its public release, so it might be difficult for some to watch. So let's take a look at what we're talking about here. This is video, again, obtained by the Washington Post that will be released later today of Ivor Otieno being brought into that hospital, and you see how he's being handled by the deputies and other staffers. We know that that Virginia prosecutor has charged seven Henrico County Sheriff's deputies and three staff members at that hospital with second-degree murder and has said she expects to file more charges and arrests. The Otieno family recently held a press conference calling for justice in this case. This is a developing story that we will continue to follow all day here on WRL and Fox 50 on air and online.
All right, thank you, Ken. A bipartisan push to make sports betting legal in North Carolina could take another step forward today. A state House committee will consider the bill this afternoon. It would allow for betting on college and professional games as well as esports. It requires licenses for anyone organizing a betting operation. A similar bill failed by one vote in the General Assembly last year. Supporters believe this year might be different.
Yet another round of severe weather from an atmospheric river slamming parts of California today. People who live there are bracing for another blast of heavy rain and snow, as well as flooding. This latest storm is expected to last through tomorrow. The San Bernardino Mountains could get up to 4 feet of snow.
The NCAA women's basketball tournament will continue without Duke. The Blue Devils lost at home last night in their second round matchup with Colorado. The game went to overtime where the Buffaloes pulled away and won 61-53. Duke finishes the season with a 26-7 record. And the UNC women's team is also out of the NCAA tournament after the second round. The Tar Heels dropped a close game to Ohio State, 71-69. UNC season comes to an end with a 22-11 record.
It's 8:40, still ahead. Half a million students will have to miss class today in the same school district.
We've run out of time.
The reason for a strike that will affect one of our nation's biggest school systems starting today, plus.
Put $100 worth of plastic tubes in and save the city $50,000 worth of emergency services.
It's a plan to save costs and lives. The changes cyclists in Durham are proposing to city leaders.
And it's another cold morning as you look live at Warrenton. But the warm weather is arriving soon. We'll show you when in your 7-day forecast next.
It is 8:44 and it's a gorgeous morning out there. Take this live look at Lake Gaston where it looks so beautiful. Lots of sunshine, a little bit of cloud cover. Later this afternoon, we could see a few clouds streaming in, but most of today is going to be nice and sunny. Our temperatures have been slow to warm up. We're still seeing our winds coming out of the north. We're going to see that shifting to southerly during the day today. And that's going to bring us a faster warm up closer to lunchtime, 54, and then we climb into the mid 60s for highs this afternoon. Right now it is 32 in Clinton, 28 in Southern Pines, 28 Rocky Mount, 31 in South Hill. So we're starting to creep a little bit closer to freezing now after starting off mainly in the mid to upper 20s this morning. So I'm starting to see a little bit of that warm up. We're going to see a big warm up toward the end of the week, and people may start to think about planting with temperatures climbing into the 80s. But we tend to see our last average spring freeze between April 1st and 11th for most of our viewing areas. So you still want to give it a few more weeks. We have seen freezing temperatures as late as May. So just definitely want to give it enough time. It's been a very interesting March. We sort of flip-flopped things. We started it very warm from the 1st to the 7th with temperatures above normal. And then from the 10th to the 15th, temperatures were below normal. Over the weekend and early this week, it's been below normal. But we're about to switch it again and see some nice warm temperatures through the end of the week and through the weekend. We'll have a mild afternoon with temperatures mainly in the mid-60s, which is normal. 64 is our normal for this time of year. A little cooler for us on Wednesday. We'll see increasing clouds, a few isolated showers, and our wind shifting briefly back to northerly, keeping things a little cooler, upper 50s to low 60s. And then we bounce back into the 80s on Thursday and Friday. That 80 for Thursday isn't likely to set the record, the previous record 93 back in 1907. And on Friday, 85 degrees, and the record's 88 in 1929. So we'll be closer to the record on Friday. We definitely have warmer air that starts to build in through the next several days, especially Thursday into early next week. You can see those yellow and orange color contours. This is where temperatures are above normal, and in the blue below normal. And most of the cold air stays out to the west. And when we take a look ahead, it looks like it stays that way next week as well, with the west being below normal and the southeast above normal all the way through the end of the month. So those warm weather lovers, well, it's your turn now after starting off so chilly. Wednesday, isolated showers. We'll have a line of some rain and isolated storms on Saturday. Brian?
Here at 8:46, want to get you an update on some big backups we're following this morning. Starting off with a live picture from I-40 around Page Road in Durham. This is the bridge there. And on 40 westbound, we have two left lanes blocked as they work to get a crash cleared. Look at that, a 44-minute backup now on 40 westbound coming in from Wade Avenue out toward the airport. As we take a look at some of the other backups that we're tracking on 540 westbound, about a 4-minute delay overall from Capitol Boulevard to RDU. And from 40 eastbound out of Chapel Hill toward RDU, about a 5-minute delay with some sun glare slowdowns. But right now, that ride out of Raleigh is a rough one trying to get out to the airport. Consider using Glenwood Avenue maybe as a good alternate route. Some other problem areas that we are following this morning. First of all, on the west side of Raleigh, on the Beltline, 440 eastbound at Western Boulevard, still have that crash reported blocking at least one lane out there, along with another crash around the US 1 I-40 interchange, seeing some heavy delays heading out of Cary, beginning around the Kildare Farm Road Bridge all the way out toward I-40. Out of Eastern Wake County, we have a crash on 64 westbound around Lizard Lick Road, and then another crash on 87 southbound around New Hope Road heading out of Knightdale and back toward Raleigh. Look at these delays. An 18-minute backup on 64 westbound out of Zebulon, and then from 64 Business to 440, about a 13-minute slowdown on 87 southbound through Knightdale.
One of former President Trump's top political rivals is breaking his silence on the hush money case that could result in criminal charges. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis focused his comments on the prosecutor.
If you have a prosecutor who is ignoring crimes happening every single day in his jurisdiction, and he chooses to go back many, many years ago to try to use something about porn star hush money payments, you know, that's an example of pursuing a political agenda.
Trump responded on social media by insulting DeSantis and raising questions about his sexuality. DeSantis is seen as a potential Republican rival in the 2024 presidential election. DeSantis has not announced his candidacy.
Some lawmakers in Raleigh want to put an end to COVID-19 vaccine rules in schools. The State House Health Committee will discuss a bill today prohibiting state and local governments from requiring employees to get COVID shots. The bill would also stop public schools from requiring anyone to get COVID vaccines. It would also prohibit schools from enforcing mask mandates or quarantining healthy students.
Cyclists in Durham say the city needs to do more to keep them safe. Bikers took their message to City Hall during last night's council meeting. They're calling for improved sidewalks and ramps, protected bike lanes, and a full-time employee to help implement this vision. Several of the cyclists who spoke had personal reasons for wanting to see improvements, and that includes Noah Goyette, who was hurt 3 weeks ago when his bike hit a pothole. He believes it could have been avoided if cars were not blocking the bike lanes that day.
Put $100 worth of plastic tubes in and save the city $50,000 worth of emergency services, blocking off Main Street on a Friday night, and me $20,000 worth of bills and medical problems. That's just my situation.
Durham has a Vision Zero program in place that aims to eliminate traffic deaths and serious injuries. According to Bike Durham, someone dies or is injured in a bike crash every 16 days.
Get the most out of your tax refund by calling WREL 5 on your side's Tax Pros on call today. Experts will be answering your tax questions from 4 until 7 p.m. this afternoon. Here's the number to call. It's on your screen, 919-234-5007. The tax code is complicated. Avoid costly mistakes by reaching out to Tax Pros on call just a few hours from now.
More than 500,000 students in Los Angeles are out of school today as a strike begins. A union representing 30,000 LA school custodians, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and other support staff is walking off the job. The members plan to strike for the next 3 days. The union wants higher pay and more full-time work for its members who work in more than 1,000 LA schools. The school superintendent says the district offered a 23% raise, but the union did not respond.
It's critically important. We value our workforce, but we also have to balance out the consequence, taking into account the well-being of our kids.
The union says support staff earn about $25,000 a year on average.
A new United Nations report released says the world is on the brink of a catastrophic warming, but it's not all bad news. There are ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions if the biggest polluters take swift action. WREL climate change reporter Liz McLaughlin explains how North Carolina plays a role in doing just that.
The climate time bomb is ticking.
A stark warning today from the UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that the world is nearing its last chance to prevent the Earth from reaching a dangerous climate threshold.
There's really no time to lose. Every fraction of a degree matters when it comes to this fight.
The Earth has already warmed more than 2 degrees Fahrenheit since pre-industrial times, and according to the new UN report, is set to surpass the Paris 2.7 degree warming limit by the early 2030s.
We need some of these highest emitters, some of these biggest economies, to move fastest, furthest.
United Nations leaders are pushing rich, developed countries such as the U.S. to eliminate carbon emissions completely by 2040, about a decade sooner than current goals.
I think on behalf of the world scientists, I can say we've been sounding the alarm bells now for several decades.
The report comes as the U.S. continues to approve new fossil fuel projects, including a large drilling project in Alaska known as Willow, approved last week by the Biden administration.
It would lock in 3 decades of fossil fuel production and burning that we cannot afford.
The report says there's still a chance to change course by cutting greenhouse gas emissions in half by 2030, a goal already adopted by North Carolina in Governor Cooper's executive order last January. But according to a decarbonization analysis released last month, the state is expected to miss that mark, with projections that it will only reach a 46% reduction in emissions by 2030.
We can be more aggressive and reduce more quickly. Having North Carolina play its role in helping to achieve national and international targets of where we want to see emissions go.
According to the UN report, delays of even a few years for global targets could ensure a hotter, more dangerous future. Liz McLaughlin, WREL News.
And before we go to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic.